Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting.
The United States will remember this day in which it was singled out for attack in the General Assembly for the very act of exercising our right as a sovereign nation.
United States Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley not mincing many words as she addressed the United Nations General Assembly that quickly then overwhelmingly adopted a resolution rejecting the U.S. decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and to move the embassy there.
We will remember it when we are called upon to once again make the world's largest contribution to the United Nations. And we will remember it when so many countries come calling on us, as they so often do, to pay even more and to use our influence for their benefit.
She spoke before the resolution was approved with 128 yes votes, 9 no votes, and 35 abstentions. The United Nations General Assembly voting in protest against President Donald Trump's Jerusalem decision and largely ignoring Trump's threats to cut off aid to any country that went against him. Sponsored by Yemen and Turkey, the resolution reaffirmed the United Nations' stand on the divided holy city since 1967. Jerusalem's final status must be decided in direct negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians. Another Korean soldier has defected from North Korea to the south across the heavily fortified demilitarized zone a month after another soldier left his post. This is VOA News from Washington. A senior UN official says people are dying because the Syrian government will not give the green light for an urgent medical evacuation from eastern Ghouta, a suburb of Damascus. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The United Nations has been asking the Syrian government for permission to transport patients from eastern Ghouta to Damascus for urgent medical treatment since May. To no avail. Special advisor to the UN Syrian envoy, Jan Egelen, says 494 people were on the priority list for medical evacuations drawn up 2 months ago.
That number is going down, not because we're evacuating people, but because they are dying.
At least 400,000 people are trapped in eastern Ghouta, which is besieged by President Bashar al-Assad's regime. UN humanitarian workers have been blocked from delivering food and other critical supplies to the civilians trapped there for months. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Egelen tells VOA he has confirmation that 16 people have died since the medical evacuation lists were resubmitted in November, but he adds that number is probably higher. Authorities in Melbourne, Australia, say the man arrested for injuring 19 people when he deliberately drove his car into a crowd of pedestrians has no known links to terrorism. Shane Patton is the acting chief commissioner for Victoria State Police.
He is a 32-year-old Australian citizen of Afghan descent. He is a person who is known to Victoria Police. He has historical assault matters. He is not currently on any bail or any corrections order or anything of the like, and has a history of drug use as well as mental health issues.
The suspect was arrested at the scene by an off-duty policeman after he crashed the sport utility vehicle into a signal pole outside a cable car shop. Another man was also arrested. The incident occurred on a major road in downtown Melbourne as passengers were doing last-minute Christmas shopping. The future of Spain and Catalonia could be decided Thursday as voters in the northern Spanish region head to the polls to choose new lawmakers for the regional parliament. The Spanish government called the election after seizing control of the Catalan administration following a disputed independence referendum in October. From Washington, I'm Ann Ball.
That's the latest world news from VOA.